A lot of you have been seeing this story because it's been out there. It's been public. A lot of times things are going on behind the scenes. Not in this case. A lot of things very, very public, which means usually it's very, very sideways. And to help us with all that is Drake Hills, who is a Nashville SC beat writer for the Tennessean. He has been following this closely. Drake, how you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty nervous. How are you guys doing?
Well, that's not a good start to this interview, so you're very nervous. So let's get everybody caught up to speed on where exactly this story is. Get, you know, kind of take us through the layers. I swear, this is a story we've been talking about for years, and all the different layers that it took to get to this point, and we thought we were through all this stuff, and that was in the rearview mirror, and here we go again.
Absolutely. And let me clarify, you know, I'm not nervous about the interview per se. I'm worried about what's going on this week. Obviously, we've had discussions, and we've seen what's going on between Mayor John Cooper, Nashville SC majority owner John Ingram, as well as Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber have all been in talks. They sat in a room in New York City during the league offices last week and could not come to an agreement as to what's going on with the Nashville Fairgrounds, the targeted site for Nashville SC Stadium. So at the point in time, what was reported last week is that not only was demolition refused to be signed on by Mayor John Cooper, but also he said that infrastructure costs for the stadium itself, which was allotted for $25 million, is now, quote-unquote, doubled or somewhere around there. So that means about an additional $25 million, totaling to $50 million now. On top of that, he has refused to allow demolition to begin, which puts the club really in a bind, because what was originally said was that it would take about 25 months to construct the stadium. So as of this fall, obviously it was extended, the contract between Nashville SC and Nissan Stadium, which is where Nashville SC would be playing its home games for 2020 and 2021. Now we're not sure, because my sources are telling me that although it is 25 months in perfect conditions, there could be a possibility where Nashville SC could construct its stadium is somewhere around 18 months. But, you know, time is ticking. That means around August of this year, there would need to be not only demolition, but there would need to be a construction beginning on the Nashville Fairgrounds. So it's in a big doubt. Obviously, the commissioner as well as Nashville SC has given Mayor Cooper and everyone involved until February 6th to come up with an update, some sort of addition or solution to this problem. But like I said to begin this, I'm quite nervous to see what's going to happen with Major League Soccer in Nashville.
John Cooper, pre-mayor, was against this whole project from the get-go. Is that true? I don't know him. We've yet to meet him. So was he against this?
He did have criticism. But the thing that not only the media but also everyone who was paying attention was that he was quoted saying that this situation was finished business. So there was going to be a solution put in place shortly thereafter that would allow Nashville SC to begin its plans for the Nashville Fairgrounds and building its stadium, that demolition would soon begin because that was supposed to be in October of 2019. It is now February 2020, and there is yet to be a crane to knock down anything, not to mention that the current expo is not in use. It's ready for demolition. The entire site has been ready for demolition, and so it's quite puzzling for everybody who wants to see the stadium on the Nashville Fairgrounds.
If everything has been voted and pushed through, I that's not our level of expertise. We're on here talking sports. We're not into politics and how all this works. How are we at this point if everything has been agreed upon and we were supposed to be moving forward on this Fairgrounds project? How has it just come to an absolute stall? I mean, how do you hit a wall when everything we thought was signed, sealed, and delivered for the most part?
So Mayor Cooper is quite concerned with the additional costs, which in his eyes are unforeseen at the moment, additional infrastructure costs, as well as all what's going on in that 10-acre space.
Hell, has he ever built anything? I mean, what building project ever comes in on time or on budget. I mean,
hey,
give me a break.
I'm no architecture expert. I have no, I do not know his perspective. If he sees something that we do not see financially speaking, but there has been an agreement. That's what it all comes down to,
yeah.
Right? Mayor Cooper, pre-mayor, was of course, like as you said, was against it, but he did say that the agreement was in place, so to speak, by his word. And so what he is saying now is that whether it be the additional infrastructure costs, but any additional expenses pertaining to the 10 acres on that land is of a quite concern. I would encourage you on Tennessean.com to read about the Parcel 8C situation, because that could give a lot more of a perspective as to what exactly is going on with that 10 acres. But going back financially, the team has already offered an additional $54 million in response to that. So that was something that came out over the weekend. $19 million of that $54 million would be set for stadium infrastructure costs that are now essentially unforeseen, but it's in preparation just in case. And the remaining $35 million would be to pay basically upfront if tax revenues from sales tax and the latter would be under par, would not reach the level in which Nashua SC would be expected to pay if it fell under their certain amount of tax revenue that it was responsible for each year. Now, that $35 million is essentially taking the city off the hook, because the city was originally on the hook for that $35 million each year if the tax revenues were not at that certain level. So Ingram and the ownership groups have already added an additional $54 million per year in addition to the $13 million per year that it already agreed upon. And so now we're looking at a total for this entire stadium of $335 million.
Okay. Which doesn't seem crazy in today's standards. Drake Hill's on the line with us, Nashville SC beat writer for the Tennessean. So how serious is this moving forward? Because it's no secret that MLS came here, one, because they loved the market and they envisioned everything that they've seen here. They love Nashville, and they want to see they want their league to be a part of what we have going on here. I get that, but the other part is, you know, if you look around the league, they all have their own little soccer stadiums, their own stadiums, and that's a big part of it. Other than Atlanta, who's playing in the football, so they're not all playing in the football stadiums. They have their own soccer only stadium. That was a big part of it. So whenever you see ownership and people going public and the league going public, you know it's serious. So, Drake, how serious is it if they can't figure this out?
It's as serious as it can get if the commissioner, Don Garber, has publicly said that if he had known about this stadium situation. It was written in the original statement that the league had went and teamed up with Nashville SC to put out early last week, and he said, you know, if he had known about this stadium situation, he wouldn't have awarded Nashville an MLS franchise. Now, if that's not as big of a statement, then I don't know what is, because that is the commissioner, the head honcho of the league, saying that he was in favor of the Nashville Fairgrounds being the soccer-specific stadium that Nashville SC would soon have. It's as serious as it can get, in my opinion. I think from my perspective, you know, we're all quite concerned on what the update will be. However, the team, Nashville SC, has been more than accommodating in making sure that Nashville Fairgrounds will be the site of their stadium in 2022. And there's still time, but it's a crevice.
Drake, how much do you believe that the, because I've seen this in the letters that John Ingram has put out and Nashville SC has put out, how much is the racetrack at the fairgrounds holding this up? Because I know that NASCAR is very interested in coming back here, and the city seems to be interested in doing things and bringing it back here. How much is that holding things up?
Well, specifically, there is a bit of a space issue, right? Speedway Motorsports has put in a $60 million pitch for renovation of that racetrack. Now, the problem is the close proximity to where the stadium facilities will be and the racetrack itself. Now, it will be a problem because of the flow in and out from the track, which makes it what sources have told the Tennessean is, quote-unquote, nearly impossible, and will cause some sort of a public hazard. And Mayor Cooper has not said anything publicly about whether he supports this or not. However, John Ingram, the majority owner of National FC, has said that, you know, he's not going to back down from the developments around the stadium, which would put one or the other in jeopardy because of an agreement, which is called a community benefits agreement with Stand Up Nashville, the group that is also linked with Nashville SC, just because there is 100 feet between each, which creates concern. But John Ingram has not backed down at all. So that is the biggest concern, which is the proximity relative to each other.
So in your opinion, do you think this is going to be a one or the other situation? Either, you know, they'll keep the racetrack and the stadium could fall through, or they'll build the stadium and they'll have to do away with the racetrack?
I think it's easier to say that just because, you know, one in advance talks more than the other. Obviously, we're a signature away from us seeing Nashville SC beginning their plans for a soccer-specific stadium. Now, there have been bids, as I said, with the racetrack, but I want to be sure that, you know, everyone is not trying to put them against each other. I will say this, there's a possibility, but I will not create an absolute as to say that if Nashville SC has their stadium, there will not be a renovated racetrack for whether it be Cup Series or a lower level racing. I don't think that at all, but I do think that there is a possibility.
In your research and talking to people, and I know you haven't been here very long in covering the team, and now you're having to cover a political situation, what have you been able to gather from the standpoint of what John Cooper's commitment to sports in this city is? Because I don't really have a good grasp on it right now. This doesn't make me feel that good about it, but I'm curious of what you think.
Yeah, it's given me a little bit of unrest, right? I mean, I think obviously we know what went down with some things that were not sports related in terms of folks, bigger companies coming to Nashville. But we're going to, as you said, we're going to stick to sports here. We're talking on a sports radio show. So we're going to talk about Nashville SC and its support. And I just don't think that, you know, there has been a direct connection. I don't think that the relationship is completely healthy. But it's not much to do with, right? I mean, like I said, this is a signature away. It's been funded. The expo is not in use. It's ready to be renovated. There are things already in place that should just see this stadium get ready, right? I mean, the right. Demolition should start. I think construction should start. There isn't – the roadblock is simply the cost, the unforeseen cost, so to speak. And the relationship between Mayor Cooper and this – sports world in Nashville and Middle Tennessee is not getting better day by day. As long as this stadium and this debacle continues, I think not just for folks here on the ground, but if you take a look at the national perspective and how, you know, sports fans across the country see this market, it's dwindling.
So you've brought up money seems to be the real sticking point. Imagine that. But you've also brought up the location, and there's no doubt that the previous mayor, she wanted this badly. I mean, she wanted this to be, you know, part of what was attached to her as the mayor of Nashville. She desperately wanted to bring soccer here. So how much is location? Is this the right location? How much has that become a sticking point of people now taking a step back and going, wait a minute, can we really do all this in this area? Does this make sense? And can that area hold? Does it have the infrastructure to actually house, you know, that much activity? Is that playing into the, how much is that playing into this, or is it?
Oh, location is everything. Why? Because there has been support on multiple fronts. As I said, the commissioner of the league has been very public about this location, the reason why he and the league were a big fan of Nashville and having MLS in Nashville is because of their plans with the stadium. The club being a fan of this ground is obvious as well. But the fans have also been a big fan of this. I mean, I've gotten multiple Twitter mentions, build the stadium, build the stadium, build the stadium, all about the fairgrounds. So there has been, from every angle, other than those, I think it's becoming a slight space in between those who are in favor of the racetrack and in favor of the stadium. Now, that is another conversation of itself, because I think that those who may oppose the National Soccer Stadium may be in favor of the racetrack. However, like I said, there have been multiple angles in which the stadium is, and the location of the stadium has been at the forefront of the reasons why Nashville SC could work in Nashville.
Let's end on this note, Drake. Where is this? What's the resolution? How is this thing going to end? Because obviously something's got to be done here really quick. So where's this going next?
Well, there's got to be an agreement on additional costs. That's what it comes down to. I think when you take a look at the money that's been put up by Nashville SC, but also what's been agreed upon in terms of the additional costs from the city and the tax revenue, things that they are already on the hook for, someone's got to give. Someone's got to give.
Hmm. Well, we know where we're rooting, and I know we know where you're rooting as well. So we'll see how this plays out. Thanks for your time, and I'm sure it won't be the last time we talk to you.
Oh, hopefully not.
All right, Drake, thank you.
Thanks, Drake.
You guys take care.
That is Drake Hills, and he covers Nashville SC on the Tennessean.
We got big breaking
news.
Yeah,
is this the Vandy stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw Adam Sparks put out Malcolm Turner stuff is churning quite a bit. Stay tuned. We'll tell you what in the world is happening over on West End. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.